October 15th was the deadline for the DPI to let school districts know how much money in state aids they were getting. That was Monday, the same day the assembly failed to pass a compromise budget bill. So schools are left to operate using last year's figure. The DPI says that's $80 million less than schools would have gotten if a budget had been approved. The superintendent of the Green Bay Area School District, Dan Nerad, says it's frustrating.
That's a great deal of uncertainty to ask school districts to have to deal with at this point in time.
One thing's for sure, Nerad had already cut $8 million out of his budget and eliminated 22 teaching positions. Now he's left with another $1.6 million shortfall in state aid. Nerad won't say if he'll ask for a property tax hike to make up the difference. He'll make a recommendation on that at a budget hearing on Monday.
So in essence, it would be very difficult for us to go back in on top of the reductions we've already made and make that additional $1.6 million of reductions. And at the same time, it's very unfortunate that unless a state budget gets passed, that that could be the result for property taxpayers. I mean, to me, it's extremely unfortunate. Compromise needs to be arrived at.
Republicans in the state assembly are renewing a call to separate K-12 education from the larger budget. That's something Democrats and Governor Jim Doyle have rejected. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.